Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a continued study on Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. This will be part 7, which is actually chapter 39, verses 18 through 22. Now, in our last study on Ezekiel, we discovered that the elect, ever since May 21, 2011, are commanded to surround all the churches on every side with the message that judgment has come upon them. All those who have remained in the churches have been spiritually killed, and eternal salvation is no longer possible for any of them. Nor is it any longer possible for anyone in the world, because ever since May 21, 2011, Yahweh will no longer save anyone. Yes, it is Judgment Day. All those who are still in the churches are destined for eternal death, that they will either suffer before the last day, when they die during the normal course of their lives, or they will suffer it on the last day, when they will all go up in flame to be annihilated forevermore. This is the message that the elect are to proclaim to the churches. And as the elect do this, we learned that they are spiritually devouring those in the churches, and they are, in a figure of speaking, eating their flesh and drinking their blood. Of course, they're not literally eating and drinking their blood, but they are devouring them with their message of judgment. And in verse 17 of our last study, this was represented in a figure of speech by their eating their flesh and drinking their blood. Now, in this study, we continue the theme of the elect eating and drinking the blood of all those in the churches by the elect devouring them with the judgment message, which says that those in the churches are all spiritually dead and soon to be physically dead with no possibility of eternal life. And next, in verse 18, the elect are said to eat the flesh of the mighty in the churches, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth in the churches. Let's begin by first carefully reading the verses that we will be addressing today. And then we will look at each verse independently and comment on each one independently. Reading verses 18 through 22 of Ezekiel 39. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till you be full, and drink blood till you be drunken, of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus you shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord, their God, from that day and forward. Now let's examine verse 18 to begin with. Verse 18, and let's read it one more time. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. But let's now return to the first part of this verse, which reads, "Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth." Here, the mighty refers to the strong and brave ones in the churches, while the princes of the earth refer to the chiefs, captains, or rulers in the churches. So, our verse is saying that the elect shall eat the flesh of the strong and brave ones, and drink the blood of the chiefs, captains, or rulers in the churches. Now, why would Yahweh focus in on the elect eating the flesh of the strong and brave ones, that is, the mighty, in the churches, as well as the elect drinking the blood of the chiefs or rulers, that is, the princes, in the churches? Well, this is because these two groups of people in the churches are their strongest and most powerful people. But the elect are eating their flesh and drinking their blood. This means that the elect are devouring the strongest and most powerful people that the churches can muster with their message of judgment. And if the elect are devouring the strongest and most powerful that the churches have, then you can be sure that they are also devouring everyone else in the churches as well. So by saying that the elect are devouring the mighty and drinking the blood of the princes of the earth or the land, Yahweh is emphasizing the utter spiritual destruction of everyone in the churches. Yes, the message of judgment beginning on May 21, 2011, which says all the people in the churches are spiritually dead and soon to be physically dead with no hope of eternal salvation, has spiritually devoured all the churches, and every single person in them, from the strongest to the weakest, and from the most to the least powerful. Indeed, the churches have been spiritually destroyed, and it is only a matter of days before they will be burned up in the fire of Yahweh's wrath on the last day into the utter darkness of non-existence. Now, we read that the elect do not only eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth in the churches, which means, like we said, that the elect's message of judgment day is spiritually devouring all the people in the churches, but they also drink the blood of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. Now, what does it mean that the elect drink the blood of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan? Well, if the drinking of the blood of princes or rulers in the churches is symbolic of the elect spiritually devouring them with the message of judgment, which it is, then the drinking of the blood of rams, of lambs, and of goats, and of bullocks must also be symbolic of the elect spiritually devouring whatever it is that these animals represent with the message of judgment. But just what is it that these four animals, the ram, lamb, goat, and bullock, represent? Well, the rams, lambs, goats, and bullocks are what were normally sacrificed for sins of the people in the Old Testament. And these sacrifices all pointed to the one sacrifice, of course, which is Christ for the sins of the elect. Therefore, these four animals all represent Christ himself, and in that there are four of them used to represent Christ, we are being told that the elect are drinking the blood of Christ worldwide, because the number four symbolizes universality or worldwide, and you can click on the link to see this. That is, the elect are devouring the blood of Christ throughout the whole world by their message of judgment day. And if they are devouring the blood of Christ everywhere in the world, then there's no place in the world wherein the blood of Christ is not being devoured, which means the blood of Christ is nowhere available for the salvation of anyone but the elect. Indeed, salvation has vanished from off the face of the earth ever since May 21, 2011. To look at it from another angle, all who will ever be saved were saved by May 21, 2011. And they as a whole have thus, in a sense, fully devoured the sacrifice of Christ that was only sufficient for their salvations. Remember, it was a limited atonement for the elect only. There is no more sacrifice of Christ left for all the rest, because all of the elect have become saved, and the elect are now continuously devouring all that there is of the blood of the sacrifice of Christ. So there is no more blood. There is no blood for salvation left for anyone in the church or the world. Indeed, the blood of the sacrifice of Christ, as represented by the blood of rams, lambs, goats, and bullocks, is fully and spiritually being devoured by the elect ever since Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, when all the elect had become saved. Thus, having completely devoured all that there is in the sacrifice of Christ. And the elect are now continuously devouring all that there is in the blood of the sacrifice of Christ, so that there is none left for anyone else. All who are in the world, which now includes all those in the churches as well, are destined for eternal death in the darkness of annihilation. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But next, why are all the rams, lambs, goats, and bullocks that here in our verse represent Christ said to be fatlings of Bashan? Well, to begin, Bashan was a fertile piece of land east of the Jordan that was given to the half-tribe of Manasseh. We read in Deuteronomy 3, verse 13, "And the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of giants." Now we are told that Bashan was called the land of giants because its ruler was Og, who was one of the last so-called giants left in the land. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 11 says, "For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man." In Psalm 136, verses 17 through 24, we read, "To him," that is Yahweh, "which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever, and slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever, and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever." And in Psalm 68, we read in verse 15, "The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan." Now, from all this, we can gather that Bashan was the land given to the half-tribe of Manasseh for an heritage after Manasseh had been redeemed from Egypt. It is an earthly picture or type of the land that the elect who have been redeemed out of this world, that is spiritual Egypt, will inherit in heaven. Therefore, Bashan is identified with heaven and Yahweh himself. That's why we read in Psalm 68:15, the hill of God is the hill of Bashan. This means that when Yahweh says that the elect will drink the blood of rams, lambs, goats, and bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan, he is simply saying that the elect will drink the blood of all these animals, which are fatlings identified with Yahweh and from heaven. Which makes perfect sense, since these four animals all typify Christ, who we do know is the sacrifice from Yahweh and from heaven. Yes, during Judgment Day, the elect are drinking the blood of Christ, which is figurative language to emphasize that the elect are completely devouring the sacrifice of Christ so that there is no sacrifice left for those in the churches or those in the world. It is the day of judgment and salvation. Christ is not available to save anyone, but only the elect who were all saved by May 21, 2011. Who are all now being sustained by the sacrifice of Christ. Yes, but there is no more sacrifice for anyone else. There is just enough for the elect, and that is all there is. For the atonement was a limited atonement for the elect only. Indeed, as the elect declare that there is no more salvation, it is as if they are drinking the blood of Christ. That is, they are devouring the sacrifice, which means there is no more sacrifice for those in the churches or in the whole world. Hence, the sacrifice is symbolized by four animals, which means that the elect are devouring the sacrifice throughout the world or worldwide. And, thus, there is no more salvation in the entire world. But there is salvation for the elect, because they only are able to devour the sacrifice of Christ. They only are able to drink his blood and eat his flesh during Judgment Day, for the sacrifice of Christ was only and is only sufficient for them. Moving on to verse 19 of Ezekiel 39, we read, and ye shall eat fat till you be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Let me read that one more time. And ye shall eat fat till you be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Here we are first told that ye, that is the elect, shall eat fat till ye, the elect, be full, and drink blood till ye, the elect, be drunken. This is quite interesting because we, the elect, are being told to eat the fat and drink the blood of the sacrifice, which is something that Yahweh's people of old were forbidden to do. We read as an example in Leviticus 3. Verses 12 through 17. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of it, and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks and the caul above the liver. With the kidneys it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye eat neither fat nor blood. And again, we read in Leviticus chapter 7, verses 24 through 26, and the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use, but ye shall in no wise eat it. For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast, of which man offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. So, Yahweh's people were not permitted to eat the fat or drink the blood of any sacrifice. But here in our verse, Yahweh's people, the elect, are to eat the fat and drink the blood of the sacrifice. In fact, they are to eat it to the full and drink it till they are drunk. Obviously, something has greatly changed in the administration of things. Instead of Yahweh being the only one who can eat the fat and drink the blood of the sacrifice, we find that now, in Judgment Day, the elect are doing this as well. And since this picture of the elect eating the fat and drinking the blood is representative of the elect completely devouring all those in the churches by the message of judgment ever since May 21, 2011, all this symbolism is teaching the utter spiritual destruction of all those in the churches by the judgment of Yahweh, of which the elect are participating in by carrying the message to the world. Just as the elect participate in eating the fat and drinking the blood, so the elect are participating in the judgment of the churches and the world. Remember what we read in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2? Do ye not know that the saints, that is the elect, shall judge the world? Well, this judging by the elect is now taking place ever since May 21, 2011, as the elect proclaim Judgment Day, namely, that salvation has been removed from off the face of the earth, and those who are remaining in the churches are unsaved, with no hope for salvation, and thus soon to eternally die sometime before the last day, when they die during the normal course of their lives, or on the last day in the fire of Yahweh's wrath. The elect are judging all those in the churches. But this is not a judgment that is unsanctioned. It originates with Yahweh, and the elect are simply messengers of this judgment, and that they carry the message to the world. But in carrying the message to the world, the elect are judging the world right along with Yahweh. And this is just as the elect are pictured in our verse as eating the fat and drinking the blood, which is something that only Yahweh could normally do. The elect are now participating with Yahweh in the eating of the sacrifice, even as they are participating in the judging of the world. The point being that as the elect obey the Lord to assemble themselves around the churches with the judgment message, then they are judging the churches right along with Yahweh. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, do you not know that the saints, that is the elect, will judge the world, is being fulfilled right before our eyes. Now, why does our verse not only say that the elect will eat fat and drink blood of the sacrifice during Judgment Day, but it further says that they will eat it till they be full and drink it till they be drunk. Well, this not only emphasizes that the sacrifice, that is those in the churches, is being thoroughly devoured by the judgment message of the elect, but also the elect are being completely filled up or satisfied with the sacrifice that Yahweh has sacrificed for them. To put it another way, the elect continue to bring the judgment message unto all the churches until they are completely satisfied that justice has been wrought. This, of course, will not take place until the last day of Judgment Day, when all those in the churches and all the unsaved in the world will be completely burned up in the fire of Yahweh's wrath to never exist again. At this time will the elect to have eaten all the fat of the church people to the full. And then the elect will have drank all the blood of the church people to the point of drunkenness, because this will be when the judgment message of the elect has reached its completion, and the sacrifice of all those in the churches will be completely devoured by the judgment message of the elect, as all those in the churches experience the burning fire of Yahweh's wrath, which ends in the outer darkness of non-existence forevermore. Yes, the elect are eating fat till they be full, and they are drinking blood till they be drunk. But they will have no hangover from this drunkenness, for they will be changed in the twinkle of an eye to inhabit their new bodies and to live in the new heaven and earth for all eternity. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Moving on to verse 20 of Ezekiel 39, verse 20. It reads like this: Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. One more time. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. Here, in this verse, we are told that ye, that is the elect, shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots. This obviously doesn't mean that the elect will be filled by literally eating horses and chariots, but it means that they will be filled in the sense of their having completely devoured the enemy's horses and chariots. And since horses and chariots are commonly known to be symbolic of strength in battle, we are being told here that the battle strength of Satan and all those in the churches has been devoured or conquered to the complete satisfaction of the elect. With salvation having been removed from those in the churches, and knowing that they are all unsaved who have remained in the churches and will not come out, the elect are filled with satisfaction that they have won the battle, because all those in the churches are now guaranteed to die either in the normal course of their lives before the last day, or on the last day when they will all be annihilated in the fire of Yahweh's wrath. Either way, the enemies of Yahweh are certain to die into non-existence, and this means that the elect are filled at Yahweh's table with horses and chariots, because any strength of those in the churches is no more, which satisfies the elect. They are filled up to the full. But the elect are also filled or satisfied at Yahweh's table, we read, with mighty men and with all men of war, saith the Lord. Not God, it should be translated Yahweh. It's the word Yahweh. This means that the elect are filled or satisfied in that their message of judgment ever since May 21, 2011 has devoured the mighty men and all the men of war that are in the churches. Indeed, not only has this judgment message of the elect devoured the strength of those in the churches, that is their chariots and horses, as we have already mentioned, but it has also devoured the mighty men, who are all the strong and brave in all the churches, as well as devoured all men of war, who are all those who came up against the churches with Satan from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, which would include everyone in the churches. All these now in the churches have all come under the judgment of Yahweh, as He has bundled them all unsaved together in all the churches for the fire, and He has removed salvation from their midst. They are all now simply waiting until when on the last day they will all be burned up, even though they all thought they were being saved and were waiting for the rapture. Instead, they will all be annihilated by the fire of Yahweh's wrath, while the elect, who are not now found in any church, will be raptured into glory. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Verse 21 of Ezekiel 39, verse 21. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. One more time. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. Here we first read, and I will set my glory among the heathen. The word heathen can also be translated as nations. And so what our verse says is that Yahweh will set His glory among the nations that are unsaved. That is the heathen. Now His glory gives reference to the Word of God that He has set among the unsaved nations via the elect. In other words, because the elect are scattered throughout all the unsaved nations, and they carry the glory of Yahweh, namely the Word of Yahweh, Yahweh in this has set His glory among the unsaved nations. Yes, by having set the elect who carry the Word of Yahweh, that is His glory, in all the different nations during Judgment Day, Yahweh has set His glory among the nations. Next, we read, and all the heathen, that is, unsaved nations, shall see my judgment that I have executed. What this means is twofold. First, it means that as the elect who carry the word of Yahweh in the various unsaved nations proclaim Judgment Day to the various unsaved nations of people in the churches, these unsaved nations are seeing Yahweh's judgment come through the elect. And they are seeing Yahweh's hand, that is His will. Hand is symbolic of will. So they are seeing Yahweh's hand, that is His will, that Yahweh has laid upon them. Second, on the last day, all the nations, that is the unsaved people, will literally see the elect being raptured, and the nations, the unsaved people, being left behind to be burned up in the fire. So in a real sense, all the nations will see Yahweh's judgment that He has executed, and His hand, that is His will, that He has laid upon them. This will be an especially terrible time for all those in the churches. They have all along believed that they are saved, or at least on the pathway to being saved. But when the last day comes, it will fully be revealed that they are not. This will bring them, of course, to excruciating pain as they see the elect who are no longer in any church be raptured, while they who are still in the churches are all left behind to be burned up in the intense fire of Yahweh's wrath. Obviously, in this case, all the peoples or nations that are in the churches will see Yahweh's judgment, and they will see Yahweh's hand, that is His will, that has been laid upon them. Now, moving on to the last verse that we will be going through today, we read in verse 22 of Ezekiel 39, "So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward." One more time. "So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward." This verse is simply stating that as a result of the nation seeing the judgment of Yahweh and His will that He has that has been laid upon them, the house of Israel, which we know to refer to the elect, shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. Actually, our verse would better be translated, "So the house of Israel," that is the elect, "shall know that I am the Lord." Actually, the Lord is the word Yahweh. So it should be translated, "So the house of Israel," that is the elect, "shall know that I am Yahweh, their God, from that day and forward." So from Judgment Day and forward into eternity, the elect will know that Yahweh is their God because they will see the completion of all the judgments of Yahweh on the last day, which will cause the elect to see who their God is most clearly. In conclusion, what we have found then in our verses 18 through 22 of Ezekiel 39 is that Yahweh's judgment is upon all the churches ever since May 21, 2011. This judgment is brought forth by the elect as they proclaim that all those who have remained in the churches and who have not departed out have been spiritually killed on May 21, 2011, and they have no hope for eternal salvation because Yahweh has removed salvation from off the face of the earth. This means that all those in the churches are guaranteed to eternally die either someday before the last day in the normal course of their lives, or if they still remain to the last day, they will all die in the fire of Yahweh's anger. Whatever be the case, all those in the churches are soon to die in the deep darkness of non-existence. This is the message of judgment against the churches that the elect are to proclaim as they assemble and gather to surround the churches. As the elect do this, they are participating in the judging of the church and the world in fulfillment of 1 Corinthians 6. "Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world?" Furthermore, as the elect proclaim this judgment message to the churches, they are, in a figure of speech, eating their flesh and drinking their blood. They are not, of course, literally eating and drinking their blood, but this is just a word picture that reveals the terrible spiritual devouring of all those in the churches that is taking place in this day of judgment. It is all invisible to them, yes, but nevertheless, it is very real. It is because of what happened spiritually on May 21, 2011, that all those in the churches are left with absolutely no hope. They are now all already spiritually dead, and they will very soon all be physically dead to live no more, but to disappear into the realm of non-existence forever. Once all this is completed on the last day, and the elect see this all happen, the elect will know for all eternity that Yahweh is their God. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.